Good character, it's a quality Navy leadership has always sought in its officers. And it's a major emphasis in the push for a new leadership framework for the Navy. That framework emphasizes character and thinking ability all the way down to enlisted sailors. Its architect is the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson. He discussed the new framework with Federal News Radio Scott Mossioni.
It all goes back to the design for maintaining maritime superiority. And the one of the big messages in that document is that we have returned to an era of competition, right? So for 25 years or so, really since the fall of the wall, the end of the Cold War, if you want to describe it that way, particularly in the maritime, we've enjoyed preeminence. Those times are coming to a close, and we are being contested now in some very important parts of the world. And so there is this return to competition. There is a need for leadership, a need for a wake-up call for us to get competitive again. And so as we talk about it, you know, that is sort of the one goal of the leader development program, is to inspire all of our leaders and instill in them the need to compete and win as leaders. And so now, you couple that with another very important dimension of leadership, which is particularly in our armed forces, is that we've got to inspire trust and confidence with the American people, who are going to count on us to go and do our job with their sons and daughters, by the way. And so that's a tremendous responsibility. So we need to maintain a relationship of trust and confidence with the American people. Similarly, particularly in an all-volunteer force, we need to maintain trust and confidence within the Navy, up and down the chain of command, and with our peers. And so now you start to think about, what are the elements of that trust and confidence? What would, for instance, if I was a leader, what would I need to have to delegate an assignment to a subordinate? And I would need to have trust and confidence that is founded on a knowledge that they have the competence to do what I'm asking them to do, but also that they share the same values that I have. They share our value structure. And so that leads to, you know, we have one goal, which is to win in competition, but we've got to do that mindful that there are two paths on the road to that goal, which is not only competence, certainly very important, but also just as important is character, so that we've got both elements that are necessary for to come to that relationship of trust and confidence.
Right. Now, what it sounds like to me, at least from my reading of this, is that Ash Carter and you and a lot of the other military senior officials have kind of highlighted this thing where a lot of leaders that get up into the high positions, they get there by following the correct kind of path. And this seems to kind of maybe broaden that path a little bit so that they can have some more experiences that are outside of whatever the military says they have to do. Is that a good kind of understanding of what you're trying to do with this?
Well, I would say that, and the document speaks to this a little bit, is there is a tremendous role for creativity, mm-hmm. right, in competition. And so, if you think about those leaders, and everybody, has their own set of heroes, I guess, leaders that they would say, they epitomize leadership. And we talk a little bit about some of the qualities. They've persisted in very serious and challenging competition, consistently coming out on top, right? My experience with those leaders is they are constantly looking for ways to outfox their competition. They are studying hard. They are experimenting. They are going everywhere it takes to find some way to win. And so it is this almost obsession with finding a way to come out ahead. That's the thing that we're trying to instill. Now, that's the right hand of the problem. The left hand of the problem is that you've got to do this in a way that is sustainable to your team, right? You can't drive your team into the stops and expect to consistently win, right? So you've got to do this in a sustainable way that actually builds your team's strengths. And so there are, again, it's about balance. If you're going to be, focused like a laser on outfoxing your competition and winning, You've got to also be just as focused as bringing your team along, communicating with your team. You're going to win through your team, right? You're not going to go out there and win solo. And you want to bring that team always back stronger than when you left with them so that they are ready for the next encounter. I think that there's definitely a role for creativity, but there's also this role for stamina and energy. There's this role for bringing the team along so that they get stronger as you get stronger as a leader.
Right. Now you've kind of highlighted this attribute of character within this, I guess you could call it directive almost. It's a very abstract term. And, I was wondering if you could kind of define a little more what this character is that you're looking and trying to instill within the officers and enlisted leadership.
Yeah, well, again, I would just point you back to the Design for Maintaining Maritime Superiority. And if you don't have a copy of that, we'll shoot you one right after the interview. But when we talk about, character, and this is an interesting diversion to our conversation here because, not only are we in competition in the national security arena, but when we talk about manning our ranks, we are also in competition for people. And, the cadre of people who are qualified for military service is shrinking and shrinking. It's a very small percent of the American public that can qualify for military service. And then, of course, we want, the cream of that crop to come and join our ranks. And we're not going to be able to compete in salary often. We're not going to be able to compete in a lot of areas. By the way, we're going to ask a tremendous sacrifice from our people. So what attracts us? What is our proposition? And it is this value proposition that we bring, that we have a commitment to honor and courage, right? And commitment to the Constitution, something bigger than ourselves. And so there are those core values of honor, courage, and commitment that define our character. And then in the Design for Maintaining Maritime Superiority, which I'll just call it design from now on, the design makes it clear, it makes four core attributes clear of integrity and accountability, initiative and toughness that will help us judge our behaviors and our decisions to make sure that we remain always, consistent in our actions with those core values of honor, courage, and commitment.
Sir, I just wanted to ask a little bit about the actual training experience itself. Can you just kind of compare and contrast a little bit what the leaders go through now compared to what they'll be going through with this new framework?
Well, right now, most of our leader development is done within each of our warfighting communities, right? So the submariners have a particular path, and the aviators have a path, the information warfare officers have a path, the surface warfare officers, and each of the other communities. I think you get my idea. What I wanted to do with this framework, and it's nice to maybe dwell a little bit on what framework means, right? It's not a strategy and it's not a plan, but it provides an architecture that all of these communities can now, judge themselves against. And it provides a unifying theme around a couple of important areas, which I think are laid out in the document itself, right? This dedication to competition and winning, right? This idea that there is a competence path to becoming a leader. We don't want leaders in place who don't know their job. But there is just as important this character part. And so now each of those communities, whereas they are doing a pretty good job right now, it's not like we have a crisis of leadership or anything. But I'm hoping that, by providing this framework, particularly emphasizing the two paths, providing a little bit of structure in terms of thinking about, traveling down those paths through schools and on-the-job training, and particularly in self-learning, that we can now all think a little bit more in a structured way about getting to that one goal of a leader who is, almost obsessed with competition and winning, obsessed with developing their teams in a time where we have to kind of Yeah, this design is an intervention for the Navy, a wake-up call to return to, you know, competitive types of a competitive state.
That's the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson, speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Mossioni. Check out Scott's story and find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.